Blossman? Blows?
Blows.
B-L-O-S-E.
There are a lot of Bloses around Elkton.
Yeah.
Did you know Marvin Bloss?
Oh, well, he's my brother.
Is that so?
He was down here, yeah, not yesterday, before yesterday.
Really?
Monday. He's down here Monday.
And there are a lot of Blosses that have that are very good cattle, raise some good cattle. I can't think of their name. Live almost in
Fort Harrisonburg.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are distantly related to them too.
Uh-huh.
We got a dairy farm.
You lived in Naked Creek.
Yeah, I lived in Naked Creek. I was born and raised there. And I stayed there till I was between 15 and 16.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved to Elkton.
What made your family move out?
Well, my father's health was getting bad. He couldn't work on the farm any longer, so he opened up a little grocery store in town.
Great. How many were in your family?
Just my brother and I.
Didn't most of the people have large families that lived up there?
Well, I wouldn't say so. There's only two in our family. Kunz's had four. Eppert's had a bunch of kids over there. I don't know where they all are.
What do you call a large family?
Well, there was some that I heard of, not in Naked Creek, and that's what I'm trying to find out. There were some that had 20.
Oh, my gracious.
Yeah. That's a lot of children. How big a farm did your father have?
I think, did he have 180 acres or 280? 180, I reckon.
180 acres. He had most of that then in, not, he didn't farm all of that, did he?
Well, he had some woodland, but I don't know how much was had woodland. Not a whole lot. He farmed most of it.
In pasture and cropland.
Yeah. That's what we call productive land.
Right.
Harvesting.
Right. They used plows and so on, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was raised principally? Did they raise any cane and make sorghum?
We did a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't, as a general thing, we didn't every year raise it. But I know once or twice when I was a kid that we raised some cane and we bought the sorghum once.
That must have been a terrible job making the sorghum. Do you recall how it was done?
I didn't have anything to do with it, so I don't know. I just looked on.
Yeah, you were too young, really, too.
I have to blade the cane. I remember that.
It's no more difficult than turning any other crop in.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, you had to have a thing to grind the stalks up and get your syrup, and then you boiled it down so long.
Mm-hmm.
That's all there was to it.
Oh, boy.
As far as I know.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, whatever they did, they got the juice out of it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Press was set up in a certain place.
Fire somewhere.
It had a long tunnel, about 15 feet long.
Then was it put in jars? Put it in a barrel. You know, I've always wondered, these things were put in barrels. How did they keep them from leaking?
Oh, from there, it's like a whiskey barrel doesn't leak. The same kind of barrels were available for anybody to buy.
Were they made out of oak?
Yes.
They had hooks around them.
Yeah.
Hold them together.
To hold them together, yeah.
Barrels for their cider, which eventually turned to vinegar. Barrel. Now that's a different kind of barrel from a flour barrel.
Yeah.
A flour barrel is not waterproof. It's made out of tender material.
Mm-hmm.
and not necessarily all that wool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you travel to the city, once you probably pass any distilleries and see bunches of barrels outside, the same kind of barrels that we use by people who store them with cider or vinegar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we had 2 apple orchards.
I was going to come to that. What kind of apples?
Oh, we had a variety of early apples and late apples and red gins and
Milo's.
We had a sort of a not real early apple. It was called a woodpecker. I don't know where that ever came from. That's what we called it. But whether it was there, I don't know, maybe it came up from seed or something. Anyway, it was a good apple.
Uh-huh. Maybe that's why it was called woodpecker. Maybe the woodpecker planted.
Woodpecker, maybe it did. I know they pecked the tree a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the reason it was called woodpecker. Probably.
Yeah.
And we also had a pear orchard.
My goodness.
Well, yeah. We had strawberries and we had blackberries.
Huckleberries.
Well, we had huckleberries. We had dewberries. They wanted to grow low out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
Not past the field. It grew in the field where you cut the wheat off or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When, with this pasture that you had, you must have had quite a number of cattle.
Oh, we didn't keep a whole lot of cattle. We either had 4 or 5 cows and maybe 2 or 3 young cattle.
What did you do with the excess milk?
Feed to the pigs.
Ah! Oh.
And the cats.
Uh-huh.
And we drank a lot of milk, too, but we used milk in a lot of things.
Yeah.
Did you trade butter at stores?
We always took the cream off, of course, and made butter, and had butter to sell.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time.
Yeah. Did you sell eggs, too?
Yeah, we had eggs to sell, too.
Yeah. How about hams? Did you sell hams?
We didn't sell any hams. We ate our hams. They were too good to sell.
You did your own smoking?
We didn't smoke our meat either. Dad cured it with sugar and salt.
Sugar and salt. That is the better way, isn't it? Yeah. How long would that take for them to cure?
I don't know. You know?
Yeah. The salt, of course, it draws moisture out. And, in ordinary weather, a ham will dry out pretty well, so it doesn't lose much more fluid after about 6 weeks. The sugar, of course, not preservative, but it's just something to give it a little better flavor, sweetness.
Yeah, we use pepper with it too, didn't we?
Wait a minute.
You never did. I thought you'd probably use that. Use pepper. Most people around there used very much the same method. It was just like people in Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania Dutch, for instance, have a certain way of doing things and seeing things. And in the communities here in Virginia, you'll find that the neighbors do things mostly like a little variation.
Yeah.
People have a lot of company in those days. They raised their own meat. They probably could raise some sell, but the idea was to have plenty on hand because people then had a bad company, they'd stay for days or weeks.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And there was all plenty to eat.
Yeah, right.
But my father was a very self-sufficient person. He was actually a blacksmith.
Oh, a blacksmith, too.
So he was doing things for anybody else, but for his own.
Would he tan the hides himself?
No, he'd have to buy the leather.
Uh-huh. Speaking of that, when you took the things to the store and sold them, would they give you cash or did you get credit at the stores?
Oh, well, you could get whichever you wanted, but we usually would get something that we needed, like coffee and sugar and things that we didn't raise.
Mm-hmm.
So we usually traded.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think they'd give us, I'm sure they gave us money sometimes.
Well, yeah, the thing with this old merchant would give you, say, an egg for 12 cents a dozen. If you sold them, they would give you then 14 cents if you took the trade.
Yeah, they'd get a little more for it in trade.
Aha! I get it, yeah. Uh-huh.
And in Canada over there are several merchants that issue script.
Mm-hmm.
They would not pay you a penny in cash for anything.
Mm-hmm.
But they give you their own script.
I can't.
And you can use it at their store only.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember that we ever took anything to Canada to sell.
No.
We go down there and buy beef once in a while. But we didn't trade much in Shenandoah. We went to Elkin most of the time.
You didn't raise your own beef?
Well, almost every year we had a beef to butcher.
Uh-huh.
Not every year. But as well as I remember, most every year we had a beef.
How would you keep it then over the winter?
Well, I think we went in partnership with a neighbor or something, and they divided it up, and it was cold weather. It would keep a long time during the winter.
Yeah.
And then we dried beef, and we had dried beef that we could slice all. That would keep all summer. I don't know exactly how that was cured. You know how it was cured?
No, it wasn't dried salted.
Well, it was, I guess that was it, just dried and salted.
Mm-hmm.
And you just slice it down just like dried beef you buy at the store.
People canned beef, too.
Yeah, you canned beef.
What?
You canned down pork, too, a lot of it. Spare ribs and...
What size can would you use?
We usually use the
mason jars.
Regular mason jars.
Regular mason jars. That stuff's good, huh? You kidding me?
I had never heard of canning meat.
Yes, a lot of people can. Well, I never bought it on. I had any meat canned, can't it?
Uh-huh.
Well, they had an ice house, but you see, this ice was not from pure water. And you don't use those certain percentage. Put it into your refrigerator, ice box would be a better name for it.
Yeah.
And put things around it to keep it cool, but you couldn't preserve anything like meat for a long time.
No.
And you couldn't put up that ice in your water or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, autumn they put the can in for dry it.
Yeah.
You can dry many more things than those days.
Mm. Yeah. Apples.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to get a hold of some dried apples.
Yeah.
Corn.
And cherries? Did you ever dry cherries?
I don't remember that we ever dried cherries. I know a lot of people did.
Mm-hmm.
We canned a lot of cherries. We've had sour cherries and sweet cherries and wild cherries and grapes.
How did you keep the vegetables over the winter?
We canned them.
Yeah, just by canning? You didn't dig a trench? And
yeah, we buried some of the things. We buried celery and cabbage and turnips and beets. And
that was a wonderful way to keep them.
Oh,
they came out as fresh as...
Oh, they were wonderful.
Yeah. Absolutely beautiful, yeah.
They would cover them with butter.
Sometimes we put apples in there, too. You could put apples in there to keep winter apples, especially these black twigs. Well, we didn't have any black twigs. We had baldens.
Baldens and russet apples.
Mm-hmm.
And the old time wine sap. Very much unlike the wine sap. Not much the same taste. The same, very much improved variety.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, apples are real good cherries like that.
Yes. How did you keep wildlife out of your gardens?
Put a fence around it.
That doesn't stop a skunk, a coon.
No, well, we didn't bother. We didn't bother with coons. First time I ever seen a skunk either.
There were people in the further back in the foothills that hunted those things for their hides, hunted to trap them for their hides.
Oh, well, we didn't have more than we did.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't overrun things.
We had a few rabbits once in a while.
Yeah.
We set a trap and catch them and feed them.
Sure. How about fishing? Was there any good fishing around there?
Well, there was some fishing in Naked Creek once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
It was a right deep hole out there close to where we live. I don't know, Dad's caught, what's that big fish, carp? Yeah, I think I've met.
Well, there's a lot of fish of carp, yes, but they're not necessarily running water fish. They live in a pond, right?
Well, that water run, but it was deeper there than most places along the coast.
That's mostly the perch.
Well, maybe, apparently you used to get some kind of fish out there.
Mm-hmm. About your school. Where did you go to school?
I started the school right down there, close to our place, about this far from here, top of the hill.
Uh-huh.
Called the Boat Schoolhouse. It's burnt down now. I went to school there until I was ready for high school and then went to Elton.
Heard our ancestors, my father's father, I presume, was given land from that airport.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And we were the fifth generation on that place. Five generations back, the man came from Germany.
That's what I was going to ask you.
We had that deed, and I let Mr. Zirkle have it for when he had a museum here. And he got away, and I don't know where it is.
Oh, what?
I'd love to get a hold of it, and I tried everybody I could think about around here. Nobody seems to know anything. We weren't here when he died.
Yeah.
Well, he had a museum here.
Yes. Yes. Indeed, yes.
When he died, they some things of rejoice, and we heard that there were some miscellaneous things that they didn't sell at the auction, and somebody bought the works for
them. Oh. That is a shame, because that would be wonderful to have.
They had little actual value then. People are much more interested now in things past.
My son would love
to have it. Yes.
I don't know how in the world I'd get it.
What do you recall what year it was that the first Blos came here from Germany?
I don't know. Way back down to somewhere.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't the slightest idea. Anybody would know. I never thought about asking them, and they're gone now, and I can't ask them.
Yeah. They, do you know how they found the mountains? How they got here? They never told. You know, you would think people would sit around of an evening and the elder would, you know, pass on this history of the family, but they never seemed to.
A lot of times they didn't know it really, because the communication was so poor.
Mm-hmm.
And for instance, I'm affected our family, mine did, came by way of Pennsylvania. Some stayed there maybe for a generation, the first were migrating to the valley here.
Mm-hmm.
Not many of them came across the mountain. A few came from Richmond area up this way.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Fairfax had given land grants to many people.
Yeah.
In fact, I think that Bill Pickman's land grant first came from Lord Fairfax. But he was German.
King
German.
George or King somebody on the deed. What did I remember?
Well, in that case, they certainly came by way of Pennsylvania.
What they came by, because
we Ben was very enthusiastic about bringing settlers over. In fact, burning ships and transportation to bring families.
Yes.
People from Germany, because they were industrial people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I heard people were German.
Mm-hmm. The school that you went to, did they teach all the things like they do now, like geography?
Yes, they had all these things, but of course they didn't teach it like they teach now.
Thank goodness. At least now you can read and write. Kids today can't.
But they had all the grades up to the through the seventh grade.
Through seventh.
Mm-hmm.
And then you
from little kids all the way up to grade 11.
Was it a one-room school?
One-room school, and the teacher taught all of them.
What was her name? Do you recall?
My first teacher's name was, her last name was Payne. What was her first name? Can I tell you her first name? Dora. Dora Payne.
Dora Payne.
Was my first teacher. And then the rest of them, I can't remember their names. I should remember, but I can't. My memory's bad. And that's been, well, sometimes it seems like 100 years, but it hasn't been that long. Quite.
When you were saying that when people came to visit, they stayed a long while. Now, didn't you have visiting, though, back and forth between other people, other neighbors?
Oh, yeah, especially around Christmas time. All the neighbors got together. Mm-hmm. We all went to one house today, and then the next day they'd come to our house, and the next day they'd go to another neighbor's, and we went all the way around the neighborhood Christmas time.
Did you do the Kris Kringlers?
Well, not much of it. Some kids went around a little, but we didn't do any of it.
It was a practice, okay, but I don't think
so. No, we never got into it.
I think thought it was a little privilege or something, you know, just say, here's my people.
Uh-huh. That sounds as though it was sort of fun, though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. When you were making your apple butter, doing the apple butter boiling, would all the neighbors get together to help on this?
Oh, yes, indeed. Come over to our house and help peel apples and get them ready for the apple butter and come back the next day and stir it, help us stir it.
Did you do it during the day or at night?
We did it. We cut the apples. Well, we women cut the apples all day, I think.
Yeah.
We boiled the apple butter, started early in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And made it during the day. Then we get it all sometime in the afternoon.
While this is going on, was there any food?
Somebody always stayed in the house and cooked the meal for everybody.
Yeah. And how about the dancing? Was there ever any dancing or music?
No, not at our house.
Not at yours.
Maybe some houses, but not at our house.
Did they have the custom that if the paddle touched the side of the kettle, you got to kiss? Yeah.
We didn't know much of that because
I've never heard of that.
Oh, I haven't. Have you heard of shucking corn? You found a red ear of corn, you had to kiss somebody.
Yeah.
Sure.
Get somebody wanted to.
Yeah.
I've heard an apple butter too.
Uh-huh. But you didn't do, your family didn't do it.
My family didn't do it.
Uh-huh. Were there any people there, and the statute of limitations is gone, so you don't have to worry, any people around that made any moonshine?
Not in my family.
No, not in your family, but I mean among the neighbors.
Well, I guess they were up not in our neighbors.
Uh-huh.
Probably up in the mountains, I did.
Yeah.
Well,
but in our neighborhood, that I know of.
Here's something that's very interesting to you. It was not difficult for a man to get a distiller's license, and it didn't cost a couple of dollars. And the government didn't care, only paid a tax. This was around the turn of the century.
Mm-hmm.
That was not illicit. This was not moonshine. Not illicit whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Whiskey. They all cheated on it. So that was against the law.
Yeah.
But they had a revenue collector. He was driving by horseback. They were still were. And, they were not operated on corporate or anything. So once they paid their tax, they were legal.
Oh. Uh-huh.
I don't know where there was any. You know where there was any?
Before my time, too. But my uncle, revenue collector, he worked on the other side of the mountain over around Orange County. You know, in fact, this used to be Orange County many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But now Orange County is all on the other side of the mountain. I'll point in that direction. It's not. It's east.
Yeah. That's right. And it made a lot of sense, instead of carrying barrels of apples, to carry a bottle. You know, it's a lot easier to put that on a horse or a mule than barrels of apples. How about music? Did you all get together and dance ever? Were there any dances?
Man, you went dancing around. I don't know anybody around that neighborhood would dance, had any dances. You?
Yeah.
Maybe he danced.
Further up
the creek. They did. Would they hold it in the homes or in the barns or where? And then the chestnut blight came along. Yeah. Right.
Or chestnut wood was used for rails and for extract wood from the tanneries. And for lumber. And they farms, a few of them very large. But mostly further back to the east where you live, further up the street. At least one stadium mill back there. And three or four lumber mills, not big operations, family operations.
I should think so, yes. For the railroads? Yeah.
I don't think he sold any lumber. But my daddy's the only lumber there. We saw lumber for our barn when he built the barn.
He may have a little.
Had a steam engine and a sawmill. I used to like to go down and play with the steam engine and pull the whistle.
Well, that's the family.
Yeah, it was a family, so I
wasn't
really a
soldier. In the 1930s, I know a family member. I can't think of his name right now. They weren't good. But they bought bow teeth from him. So that the teeth that you take off and grind them and put back on. And what people would do if they wanted to build a barn, they would take their own timber that they had to the mill. And so get sold out what they wanted. And if there was beautiful things left, beautiful timber left, not needed for the barn, the sawmill operator would give credit for that on their bill for sawing. Much trading in those days.
That's right, yeah. That was very good. How about with the mills? The flour mills and the corn, you know, for grinding corn and meal. Did the miller take out 10%?
What's 10%? It was more than that. Oh, I can't remember what the toll was. And I ought to know, but I can't remember. But the old mill you remember is the mill of Provena, isn't it?
That's your dad always
said
this week.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We got our own fire there.
Yeah. Pretty generally, it was 10%, and I was wondering if it was still the same there.
So long, I don't know.
Yeah.
I ain't paying attention to any of that.
No. Why would a girl bother with things like that?
I'm worried about it.
Did your mother make your clothes?
My father's sister lived with us. She did all the sewing. Yeah, she made all my clothes.
Uh-huh.
Till I got big enough, and I made some of them myself.
Did they have the old pedal type sewing machine? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How? Oh, that piece over here.
Oh, really? Did your mother ever tell about having done any spinning or doing anything like that when she was a girl?
No, I don't think she did. Maybe on my daddy's side, maybe somebody's... we had an old spinning wheel. I don't know whether anybody ever done it.
Somebody must have.
I reckon way back they did. Maybe my grandmother. I don't know. She died before I was born.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, anyway, we had two spinning wheels. We had one of these great big ones, and then we had a smaller one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember that. That was out over the smokehouse. We kept those things when we got them.
Yeah. With, you never raised any sheep of any kind?
No, we never did raise.
And now let's get into the music. What instruments were used for the music?
We had a piano, and we had an old gramophone.
You didn't play banjos and fiddles?
Nobody in my family played a banjo or a fiddle either.
Uh-huh.
But we did have a piano, and we had a radio after the...
Oh, yeah.
Making radios.
Sure, yeah.
But mostly piano, and then we had one of these grapple phones, you know, to crank up.
Yeah.
It had a big horn to it.
Yeah, and his master's voice. Well, I was just wondering, of course, with you not going to dances, and you were too young to recall, I was just wondering if you remembered any of the music that was played at these dances. You don't.
Curtain's drawn is favorite, I think.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Catchy tunes like that.
That's right, yeah.
No, I don't think either one of them remember really any particular tune. But
yeah.
That was a lively dance tune.
That's right, yeah. Golden Slippers is another good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that any of the neighbors around us ever had any dances. Do you?
Not
you
my real close neighbors, no.
I don't think so.
A typical day in the summer when you're not going to school, what time would you get up in the morning?
When the sun came up or before. As soon as it started getting daylight, you got up, you
okay.
Went out and milked the cows,
all right.
The pigs, and fed the horses, and the men went to the field. And the women went to the garden and picked beans or whatever it was to do at that time.
Yeah, and then when would you have breakfast?
Well, the time the men, we got through milking and the men got through feeding the horses, they came in and we had breakfast.
What would the breakfast be?
Oh, we had usually either ham or shoulder, maybe fried potatoes, gravy, fried apples, and when you had apples to fry, oh, lots of good things.
Yeah.
Today.
Good breakfast, right, yeah.
Once in a while we had eggs.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have eggs every day. We always had coffee.
Yeah. Did you make cornbread?
Mm-hmm. No. Cornbread, too. I love cornbread.
I don't think that was a daily thing, though.
No, we didn't have cornbread every day, but we had cornbread once in a while.
You bring it back in the headquarters,
We had pancakes once in a while, or buckwheat cakes.
Cornbread.
I think we raised buckwheat once upon a time. I know we did. We had raised our own buckwheat.
Mm-hmm.
Not every year, about once in a while we had buckwheat.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember seeing it grow.
Yeah. So then You all went back out into the gardens and started working.
Yeah, we all started working.
And the men were working in the gardens too?
They didn't do much. Well, they plowed the gardens always and wouldn't plant anything. And then once or twice did plow the garden with the horse.
Then what were the men doing while you were all busy in the garden?
They were out. They had to take care of the corn and the cornfield, plant that, and had to mow their hay and get it baled up and take care of the wheat crops. Oh, they had something to do. There was always something to do.
I know they weren't standing around.
When did that?
Mm-hmm. And then you'd have your heavy meal at noon?
Well, when you lower down the farm and work that hard, you have a right good heavy meal all three times.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can't just eat a snack.
No.
Then go back out in the field and work all afternoon.
No. Gee. Yeah. What would you do of an evening? Read?
Sometimes. Kids played out in the yard, catching lightning bugs and things.
Yeah. That I
hide and seek, you know, kind of thing, just like everybody, kids do today.
Yeah. Did the boys play marbles?
Some.
Uh-huh. How about pitching horseshoes?
Yeah, we have done that too.
What kind of dolls did you have when you were
tiny? I had all kinds of dolls. I love dolls.
Yeah.
I had 15, 20 dolls at one time.
Really?
I wish I had them now. I still like dolls. I like to dress them.
Boy dolls?
Yeah, boy dolls and girl dolls.
Rag dolls?
Rag dolls.
Sometimes dolls.
Litter dolls and all kinds of dolls.
Mm-hmm.
Small child with a bit of imagination, you know, can pretend anything, anything.
I had little dishes and I had a little stove with little lids to it, you know, little pots and pans and all these things. I kept house. We did just like other kids do. Imagine everything.
Yeah.
Put the doll dresses on the cats.
Yeah, you dress the cats up in the doll dresses. Set them out on the back steps and pretend they were going to church. They didn't like it too well, but they put up with it.
Oh. How far was the nearest church?
Elkton.
Oh, well,
there was one close up to Furnace. They had a church up on the creek, a Furnace church. We went up there for a while.
Oh,
well, that's the one we went to. I don't know about the others.
Methodist church.
And then we went up there until we were regular sized kids.
Mm-hmm.
It was still a nice church.
Mm-hmm.
They remodeled it.
Well, that's good though. I'm pretty certain of it. I think it is.
I expect so.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. We were very good kids before we went to Elkton Church. And then we all went over there. We got up every morning, done our work all up, and got to Sunday school over there till 9:45. Everybody in the
How would you get there?
Went in Missouri, the fringe on top.
Oh, nice.
That's right.
Oh, weren't those wonderful days? Really, weren't they, when you think about it?
I don't go back to all of them, but there were many nice things.
Many nicer things than they got now.
Yeah.
If we can have the best of both worlds, we haven't made it, but we can't have that.
No. The people were pretty honorable, weren't they? I mean, there wasn't any stealing from one another. No. No.
Not
about
anything.
No.
Well, there would certainly be a thief somewhere.
Well, it must have been, but nobody ever stole anything from us that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
Integrity was something that I valued. You didn't have that, the neighbors didn't think much of it.
Yeah. Down further, around toward the Elkton area, I know that there used to be, I guess it was because of too much drinking, quite a number of fights that went on.
Oh, yeah, Saturday night fights.
Yeah. But it seems to me as though Naked Creek was sort of protected from all of that.
We didn't
have nothing
else or anything.
No. Mm-mm.
No, I ain't even gotten a fight, you know.
Mm-mm.
You were not mountain people.
Did you ever know any of the mountain people?
Oh yeah, I knew them. not well, but I knew who they were.
Yeah.
When I was working in the doctor's office, I worked there for, what, 5 or 7 years? And I met just about everybody in creation around there.
Uh-huh.
And I knew about their names and knew them what to speak to them, but as far as knowing how they lived or what they did at home or anything, I didn't know about that.
What were their principal ailments? Do you know?
They had just a little of everything. Sometimes they were drunk. Sometimes they had blood poison, and sometimes they... Well, one time there was a woman came in there with her baby, field day, and she didn't... the baby was born the day before, and she came down to field day, and she came, brought the baby in the doctor's office to see what was the matter with it, because it cried all day. Poor little thing, the hot sun. She was born the day before.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what the doctor told her anymore.
Were the men clean shaven?
Oh, much more than they are now.
I love that. I wonder how they did, how they shaved those mountain people.
Straight razor.
Straight razor.
My daddy always shaved with straight razor.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
straight
razor.
I
still got
that too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did too. Straight razor. In fact, I started shaving straight razor. Many's the nook and cranny taken out of your face while you were learning.
Well, I didn't have that much beard. And the safety razor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I expect Marvin did too, your brother.
Yeah,
I bet he started shaving with straight razor.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure he did. I don't remember, but I imagine he did.
Mm-hmm.
And they cut each other's hair and things like that.
Yeah. And your father made your shoes?
He didn't make the shoes I wore. He made some work shoes for the men sometimes. And he always mended shoes, and I like to put a half sole on a shoe or something, or a new heel on a shoe for all us kids and everybody in the family.
Everybody had a last. You know,
yeah, he had a last.
It was a small, dark, small, two, size 12 maybe.
He had some kind of little apparatus he could pedal with his foot that he sewed the shoes with. I don't know what he called it. I think he made it.
Yeah.
But it works.
Yeah. Yeah, the enterprise is what is coming out so beautifully, the enterprise of these people that, you know, making do and finding...
They were extremely resourceful, but they had no choice.
Mm-hmm. I know, but they didn't sit down and say, I can't do it. They did it. And they walked for miles. Did you think anything of walking for miles? I bet you didn't.
I never was too much of a walker, but I could walk a mile or so. When we moved to town, or before, outside of town, we were going to school in Elkton, we walked a mile every day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I heard tell...
But some of them walk a lot farther than that.
About a man who walked down from the top of the mountain down to the bottom, bought a bushel. Did your mother have any particular herbs that she used? When you children got sick?
No, I don't guess so. You can use acidity. Stinking stuff, if you know what that is.
Acidity?
Uh-huh. Isn't that what you call it? That stuff is stinks up there.
I use it, but I've heard of it, and I'm sure I'll smell it too. Yeah, when the kids came to school.
People used to think it's put it in a little piece of it, and it comes like, sort of like rock candy, doesn't it? I think it does.
You gotta
be there, I don't know. And you just take a piece of it and sew it into a little piece of cloth and put it around your neck to keep
what
you
for?
From taking cold.
Oh, to keep you from taking
uh-huh.
cold.
Absolutely worth it.
Superstition, that's all.
Yeah. Did you ever, if you had a cold, did your mother give you, and this sounds horrible, sugar with kerosene?
No.
You had that?
Yeah.
I can't remember that we ever had sugar with kerosene.
Sounds as though they were trying to commit suicide when I first heard about it.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, but they said it worked. Did it?
No.
No?
That was like the acidity.
I didn't know it then. I thought it worked, but I know better now. Yeah, don't let it go back.
Yeah.
Neither the mustard plaster. Mustard plaster killed more people than it ever helped.
No, you can poke it on, you know. Oh, yeah. You got a cold in your chest. That was an old mustard plaster.
Yeah. They didn't use cornmeal, hot cornmeal, into a plaster?
I don't know what to put in. But they put something in it. I don't know if it was cornmeal or what. Something in with the mustard. Must have been cornmeal or flour or something.
Is there anything that I have not asked that you can think of that would help fill in this story? Because it is truly a very fine story of perseverance and enterprise. Did your father use the horses for anything beside plowing, for instance?
Mm, yeah, I drove them to a buggy and ride the horses. Where we went, we didn't have anything else to ride in until they started making automobiles.
Yeah.
We finally got a Model T.
Yeah. Did you keep in touch with any of these mountain people after they had been moved out?
No.
No. And I was wondering how they had adjusted to the moving.
I don't know. We had we sold the whole place.
Some very poorly. Some very well. Some very poorly. And they got back to the foothills the first chance they got to. So. The mountain people and the valley people were a little different. The mountain people were inclined to be suspicious and clannish. Certain friends would be kind of tight. My experience with the men that I've known, you had to be a little careful what you said, because there was a severe lack of education.
Yeah.
Further back you went, of course, the worst one. Now, her people believed in education for both the men and the women, and so did my people. But that was different from the back of the foothills. That Nexus Creek, really, as she knows it and as I know it, wouldn't be more than, 3 miles long, really.
Something like that.
But it goes much further back.
Yes.
It would be 9 miles to its headwaters back in
the mountains. That's right. Yeah.
And,
so past furnace number two. I didn't know anybody to mount anything, only just people that would come in the office and I'd find their name out and see that the address was up there, but as far as knowing personally, I didn't know anybody.
They didn't come down to your school?
No,
They had a school back
there. They had a school back up there.
Jollytown Church. Jollytown, I'm starting to hear about
it. Yeah.
They had a church at school. I don't think they have a school now.
What was that school that went out on the back road?
Fox Mountain School.
Fox Mountain School. The kids around up in there. That was out from the furnace.
Yeah.
There was a considerable amount of ore mines back there one time. That was brought to Shenandoah. And then before the railroad, they loaded on barges and sent to Harvest Ferry there to transfer it to the B&O Canal.
Yeah. Well, you don't know how I thank you. This has been a very, very informative.
Well, I didn't know I could
thank you. Say there were a number of people.
There were a number of people further back in the foothills who raised sheep, but the sheep forage on the thing that the cow starved to death on. And there was land that was subject to erosion. It's unsuitable for cultivation. But it was a very good sheep pasture. And while the wool didn't bring much, maybe a quarter or 25 cents on the pound of wool. 25 cents was worth something in those days.
That's right.
And it was something to help supplement their income besides feed one or two lambs from each ewe. buy things. Now you go to the store and buy blueberries all year round.
Got a lot of scratches, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Were you bothered with snakes much?
Well, no, not a great deal. We were familiar with them and knew how to avoid them. We left them alone for the most part, and most of us knew that a snake was more afraid of us than we were afraid of them.
Mm-hmm.
And usually they would get out of your way, like you stepped on.
I thought it was a joke.
Oh, no. I've sold many parts for you inside of my house. It was made by John Deere. They turn the soil up the hill all the time. You see, in the regular mobile clouds like we use in the valley, flatter land, they turn it one way all the time. And you can start in the middle of the field and turn out one year, and the next year you start the edge. But they could not do that. They had to turn the soil up the hill every year. Otherwise, it would eventually all be down the hillside.
Sure.
And it was reversible. You took the plow up, loosen the catch on there, and swing the plow around to the left side until it gets in, and then they reverse the procedure, and turn the other side, and turn the soil up the hill every time. Now, the hillside plow is no joke, because of the necessity.
Yes, it makes such good sense, but I really thought they were teasing me when they said
it. Very efficient plow.
Roughly how much would a plow like that cost? In those days?
$18.
That was a lot of money.
That was a lot of plow.
Uh-huh.
It was a slow-selling item, and a little hard to keep, because merchants didn't like to carry things sold too slow.
Yeah.
I used to carry a few plow shares, but if I wanted anything else, I ordered for them.
Mm-hmm.
But the wages, mid-30s, those plows were in use, and I would guess that there are still a few.
Yeah.
Now, to cultivate the corn like crop, like corn, from barrels, they'd have to use hoes.
Mm-hmm.
But there were some pretty large things back in those days, and everybody learned to hoe.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they did have large. Now, we're back to my almost original question. About what is your idea of a large family?
Over four.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I can't think of but one family lived close to us that had more than four kids.
Why did they have 11 children? We had 10 on our farm. They had 12.
When when people, when the families had a baby, did they call the doctor in, do you know?
Some of them did. I guess most of them did.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some midwives.
Yeah.
Especially around in the mountains, I imagine they had more midwives than they did down where we did.
Yeah, they did not be licensed or anything like that to know what they were doing.
Mm-hmm. Or at least they didn't know what they were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was principally a matter of sanitation, that's all. Whether the Queen Anne or who know how.
Yeah.
Particularly a woman who had 4 or 5 children herself.
Mm-hmm.
It was all necessary, it seems. There was a pretty infant fatality rate was much higher than it was there, but it was everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. And of course that flu epidemic in 1917 didn't help much.
No, I was a victim of that. I had flu and pneumonia, but I made it through.
Yeah.
That took a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
We had a neighbor that lost 2 daughters and 2 grandchildren.
Mm.
I believe, as well as I remember, they were all dead the same day.
Oh.
You see, of course, sanitation was not practiced much then and now, and certainly they didn't have the knowledge then that they have now. But there were not as many viruses and things around then to possess the human being.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, same as we didn't have the insects then that we have now. Yes.
Well, we had a potato bug,
Yeah, right.
Why?
Yeah.
Well, potato bug, you could just take some hydrated lime and buy a fire spray at the store now. It is poison, it's not enough, but you can buy it anymore. Mix a teaspoon full per gallon of lime, something like that. Go along and shake your burlap bag, go right over the raw potatoes and it was effective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As far as I know, it didn't pollute anything else.
Yep. I can always leave it out then, because...
I don't know, how
I don't think so.
Well, I don't think so.
I think you said very, very nice.
My memory goes back about 70 years.
Does it really?
Of course, since I'm 75.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'd never know it.
I don't actually remember the way things were for maybe 65 years, something like that. But in later life, well, during the 30s, when I was in business, it was a very small business, but I did handle some things like the flower cherry, for instance, the hard to get.
Yeah.
Things to accommodate people. And I became acquainted with many, young and old, some very old.
They, you know, the more I have learned about these people, the more wonderful they are. Have you ever read that book, Hollow Folk?